AircheckDownloads.com.
It's 2 minutes after three. Good afternoon. This is Radio 1 FM.
The original Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Exciting, wasn't it, eh? Of course it was. Yeah, great. 3:05 Thursday afternoon. Hello, hello, hello. How you doing? We're all terribly excited here today. I hope you're enjoying the excitement with us, especially if you've just got Radio 1 FM in your area. Aren't I sounding crystal clear, eh? You can hear everything that goes on in the studio now.
Here's what's happening at Radio 1.
Okay, stereo day on Radio 1. Bros, as you heard, are opening FM transmitters up and down the country. We'll update you on that, plus a special Top of the Pops, Radio 1 FM, BBC One simulcast, which we'll tell you about also later. In today's show, we have the showbiz and the true stories. We'll update you on the floods and all the postal stuff that you need to know. It's also a new month, September 1st. We have Name That Band, and scientists will soon clone our pets. We have the details coming up later. As part of Radio 1's great FM switch on, from today and every Thursday at 7 o'clock, you can catch the sound and vision of Top of the Pops in fabulous stereo as Radio 1 teams up with BBC One for a regular simulcast.
So make sure you're one of the 30 million people who'll be able to tune in and get Top of the Pops in highest quality FM stereo.
Tonight, you can see me, Steve Wright.
And me, Mark Goodyear.
With all those chart hits, including
Bomb the Bass,
Level 42.
Aha, and yes.
Plus, there's this week's Highest Breakers and a complete rundown of this week's Top 40.
So, make sure your TV's tuned to BBC One.
And if you live in central Scotland,
the Midlands,
the north of England,
and the London area, that your radio is tuned to Radio 1 FM. You're having fun here, aren't you?
Oh, I love it. Radio 1 and Top of the Pops together tonight, 7 o'clock. Yo, check it out.
Stereo FM, Britain's favourite, Radio 1.
Afternoon, it's 3:07.
The Steve Wright Show.
Here's David Bowie. Yay! David.
Thank you. FM starts today. Tell us what the frequencies are.
98.8 FM in the north. 98.4 FM in the Midlands. And 98.6 FM in Scotland. And at 104.8 in London today.
Oh, for God's sake, play us another FM record, Steve. Go on.
David. Too much. All right, 3:08, 8 minutes after three. We'll check your weather, tell you what else we've got in the program next. The power of love. Okay, breezy today. Oh, breezy. Oh, yes, partly cloudy. Some heavy rain still in places, I'm afraid. Some scattered sunshine. More showers later, I'm afraid. Right now it's hovering around 62, 63 degrees Fahrenheit. It's going to get dark at around 8:10 tonight. 8:10 it'll be dark.
Broadcasting from the center of London to England, Scotland, Ireland and Wales and a little bit of Eastern Europe. This is Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Thank you, Boss Waxer. Say hello to Deb and Alison and Dave and Rupert and the Midlands and Scotland and the North and delightful Deborah. And, I mean, just say hello to them.
Let's hear it for the boys, boys.
Yes. Hey!
Steve Wright in the afternoon. Radio for the 90s.
In today's true stories, how much would a woodchuck chuck? Plus, how much does it cost to really run a car these days? And a new invention, alcoholic food.
It's another true story.
Fergus from our FM trailing department reads another true story. By the way, before we go any further, Fergus has been handing us all these FM cartridges and all the countdown carts and all this stuff, and it's all come to fruition, and well done, Fergus. What you got?
I almost came over modest then. A chemist in California has found a way of manufacturing alcoholic food.
Food?
Based on beer, he has made, get this, 60% proof chili. Well, it was quite hot anyway. 44% proof bread and 40% proof mayonnaise.
Wow.
Officials, however, want to make sure that the alcoholic content comes from licensed distillers and breweries and that underage drinkers don't have access to them.
Interesting.
It's another true story.
Glasgow is currently 15:59 and rainy. It's 15:59 and cloudy in Belfast. Manchester, 16:61 and cloudy. Much the same for Birmingham, Cardiff and London. It's 15:59 and fair in Plymouth. Exeter is 15:59 and fair. 16:61 and rainy in Exeter. Southampton, 17:63 and cloudy. 16:61 and fair in Swansea. Who saw Mr. Mad on telly this morning then, eh? So now you know what he looks like. Okay, 3:17, who's zooming who? There's Aretha Franklin, this is Radio 1. And all our trivia questions are about science today.
Sounds like something monstrous is going to happen.
Michael Faraday, 1791 to 1867, was famous for his experiments and discoveries in which field of science? Easy. Michael Faraday, 1791 to 1867, was famous for his experiments and discoveries in which field of science?
Steve Wright in stereo.
Okay, there goes my phone. They're telling me this is Sid the manager, is that right? Hang on.
Hello, boy, Sid here.
Hello, Sidney.
Yes, hello. Oh, how are you, Dindo?
I'm very well, and I haven't, I haven't spoken to you for
a while. No, I've been busy. I'll tell you who I liked on there.
Who?
That boy you had on, the American boy, the other day. He made me laugh, he did. Yes, him.
Robin Williams.
Yes, Robin Williams. You had to think twice, didn't you?
Oh, well,
yes, he's very entertaining, that boy is.
Well, do you want to sign him?
Hey?
Do you want to sign him up?
No. I've got enough on my plate as it is. I've got some of the big names over here now, but...
Have you still got the act with the spinning bow tie?
Yes, I've got all of them boys. I've got the Uluroop boys. I've got... I can't say too much now, because you've... competition, you know, very cutthroat in this business.
Yeah, of course it is.
I don't want to give too much away.
Have you still got that woman who plays the fishbowl?
Yes, I've got all of that. I've got a variety act. It's all coming back, variety, yes.
Sure.
But I can't say nothing. I've got some figures and faction figures for you later.
Oh, what, the FM figures?
Yes, that's right.
Well, we'll talk to you later, then, Sid.
Yes, I'll dictate them down the blower.
All right, then, Sid.
I've just beat up the engineering nut. And I spoke to this Chief Sparky up there. He says, I'll give you all the, what's your names? You'll get it put out.
Okay, well...
So I just went up there for a bit of wire.
With the Chief Sparky?
Yes, I just went up there for a bit of wire.
Lovely.
The washing line's blown down.
He
says he can be a bit of aerial
wire. Then, all right then, Sid. Well, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, yes, I know you're pressed for time now, but I thought I'd ring you. Well, there was a lull.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Okay, I'd like to say good afternoon to 3,500 girls who are Bros fans who are outside this building right now. So, good afternoon, girls. Can we hear them? Yes, we can hear them. So, good afternoon to you lot. And they're waiting for Bros to get back to Broadcasting House, back here to Radio 1, who are travelling by helicopter from the Midlands. So I don't know what time they'll be back here, but I will keep you posted. And in the meantime, for all the girls outside and all the Bros fans everywhere, all the Bros X, Steve Wright in the afternoon plays just a snatch of their new single with a promise to play it all later. understand there's actually about 3,700 girls surrounding Radio 1 outside in the street. It's pandemonium out there. Traffic has stopped, apparently, in the West End. And that's for all the girls outside and all the Bross fans everywhere. Bross are on their way back, hopefully, to Radio 1 right now. Later on, the showbiz, the true stories, an update on the floods and the postal stuff you need to know. I'll tell you more about September. September being a new month, we have Name That Band with Delightful Deborah. And scientists will soon clone our pets.
Join us when we come back as Steve Wright in the Afternoon continues after the news.
It's after 3:30, the news now. The newsroom, Simon Leach.
Radio 1 News.
The postal workers' leader, Alan Tuff. And that's it from the Radio 1 newsroom until 4:30.
Thank you, Simon.
Robin, the Riddler has left us one of his dastardly clues. Riddle me this. Some say it's crude, some say it's dirty, but yes, you can catch it 3 till 5:30. That can only mean one thing. Steve Wright in the Afternoon.
Radio 1. Steve Wright Show.
Thank you very much to all the folks who are phoning Radio 1 saying they can hear us on FM and they love it. Well, we love you too. Thank you. This is Radio 1 FM across the UK. 26 minutes to 4. Here's Yakka Yakka, Molly Canty.
Man, what a groove that's got. What a groove.
Footsteps.
And the music.
Teardrops.
Like
they all remind me of you.
No, no.
There's Womack, Womack. Womack, Womack, and Womack.
Never feel.
Check it out.
No, no. And the music don't feel like
Bross. Yes, Bross will be appearing with Bruno Brooks tonight on his Tea Time show. They're on their way back to Broadcasting House even as we speak. In the helicopter from the Midlands. And they've been doing some great work for us today. Fantastic.
Newswatch.
It is September 1st, 1988. The so-called poison ship has left Britain. Now Holland has the problem. About 13 dead in yesterday's air disaster in America. The inquiry starts today. A new employment scheme starts today in Britain, and it's FM Day on Radio 1.
There is only one FM.
If you've got the time, Steve's got the slime.
It's showbiz gossip time.
All the dirt you'll ever need.
And now to reveal it,
here's Steve.
Lenny Henry has blasted some of his rivals. He says many shows are stupid and unwatchable, and the sitcoms are C-R-A-P. Lenny never listens to Radio 1, he says. I know that's not true. I know that's not true. And also, he wants the pirates legalized. It looks like it's divorce time, sadly, for Bruce Springsteen and his current wife. And by the way, don't forget the Amnesty Tour kicks off tomorrow. Sting, Peter Gabriel, we'll keep you posted on that.
Radio 1.
Aircheckdownloads.com.